We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Randy Clifford here in this next segment. Randy is the recreation director with Manhattan Parks and Rec. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you on. We're going to talk a little bit about some upcoming sports and events, which is nice to talk about because there haven't been a whole lot this summer.
That's right. We're excited just to be able to have this conversation and talk about the opportunity to have some programs getting to up and running again after a pretty slim summer, and I think it's been challenging for our staff as well, just not to be able to provide some of the programs and services that they normally work with, and so they're excited to be looking at a few activities that we can start getting back into.
And I see one of those is sand volleyball. You have registration going on right now.
We do. That was one of the first programs that we got approved to offer for a kind of a late summer, early fall program. The leagues will begin at the end of the month, last week of August, but registration runs through the 14th. We've already had over 20 teams sign up, so I think people are responding well to that. There are some spots available on most nights still. I think you can sign up by the night. We've got leagues for both co-rec and women's teams, and so there are at least some spots available still. But yeah, I'd encourage people to begin on that because they're going pretty fast. People have been responsive to that, and we're pleased to see the people are interested in getting back out there. And all the programs that we're going to be offering, whether it's an adult or youth, are going to be modified. There are going to be some things that are going to be different about how we operate those programs in order to promote safety and to follow some of the guidelines that are in place. But we have a process we go through internally with the city. Essentially, we have an approved reopening plan for every event or activity that we do. And so it's already been talked about and reviewed and discussed and kind of had a plan developed to follow for each of these programs. And so we want to give that assurance of having some safe programs as much as they can be, and give people an opportunity, especially in some of these smaller team types of sports, such as sand volleyball, regular volleyball we hope to offer in this fall, as well as pickleball too. So some programs that we think can be managed to be safe.
I see there's an event coming up this Saturday called Just Do It. What does that entail?
Just Do It is kind of a little bit of a modified event. We normally offer an event called Just Try It, which is our family and youth triathlon that we've offered for several years now. Obviously, we have the water parks being open. We've had to modify that event a little bit, and so it's called Just Do It. It's a duathlon, so it'll be a run, bike, run event, and it'll be open again. We do have both adult and youth events. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of modifications with the program and how we stage and sequence it in order to keep people safe and to reduce, the larger gathering of people that we don't want to have happen. And so we've made a lot of modifications to it. But the good news is we're able to offer it still and have a modified event so people can still come out and take advantage of that. So you have an opportunity to get signed up for that still. And there is we work with the Manhattan Running Company. So it's www.jtimhk.com is where all the registrations are occurring. And there is some additional information when you look at that registration website about some of the COVID restrictions and adaptions that have been made to accommodate this event. But we are happy that we're able to at least offer something in that normal time frame that we do this event every year. And I think something folks can come out, and we've kind of modified the routes on that so that it incorporates a lot of the area around City Park and not going as far out as we've done some of the, especially the adult event in the past. Just modified courses, and we've had to make some changes. We don't probably have as many volunteers as normally would for this event this year, so we've had to change how we can operate that event too. But again, encourage people to enjoy those events, come out and check it out. We always get a good response every year. We anticipate it'll be a little bit lesser this year, but we do want to offer the event still and give those folks a chance to participate.
Well, I know the Parks and Rec Department's taken some financial hits this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, and tonight at the advisory board here for Parks and Rec, there will be an item there. Item E is on recreation program pricing, and this is going to kind of help maybe help you recoup some of those costs in the future.
That's correct. We are going to be talking to the advisory board this evening about the kind of our cost recovery policy and how that applies to all of our programs. We've had, you know, a particular cost recovery, you know, ratio that we've had in place for a number of years that's been part of that resolution, that fee resolution the city maintains. And I think because of some of the pressure for generating some additional revenue and some of the potential shortfalls in the city's budget, we are going to be looking at that for 2021, considering making some adjustments on those cost recovery ratios and you know, which impacts the fees that would be charged in programs and services, and that would, you know, potentially be across the board for all of our programs, adult, youth, and team and individual, you know, activities, even some of the programming at the water parks as far as lessons and classes and things like that. So yeah, it would potentially impact a lot of our programs and services, and we'll be looking at everything from, you know, 10% to higher, based on kind of some direction and feedback from the board, and anticipate taking that to the city commission in September for further consideration.
That's tough to see that, obviously, because anytime you raise prices, there's always the chance that you may not have as much participation going forward.
Absolutely, and that's a concern for us, too. We've always tried to make sure that our pricing is reasonable, and we keep it at a level that it doesn't exclude anyone. I think it's good to mention also that we will still continue to offer our scholarship support and have opportunities for people to receive financial assistance if they need that, because it is important. Everyone has an opportunity to participate in programs because that's an important part of our mission. But I think that, you know, the reality of it is that there's going to be some pressure on budgets because of concerns about, you know, revenue. And so it's something that it'll be part of the mix. We don't want to necessarily try to achieve it all by fee increases. But, for example, if you were looking at a 10% increase, it would add maybe about $4 on a lot of our kind of our base program fees for youth programs. So it's not hugely significant, but it would have some impact and some benefit to the budgets too, to generate a little more revenue for programs. But yeah, we're not going to, I think, get into a situation where all of a sudden we're trying to recoup, you know, all the full direct and indirect costs of everything we do. That would be pretty challenging. It would be, you know, I think a difficult formula to have in most communities, really, to pass all that cost on.
Sure. As far as fall programming is concerned, do we know yet kind of a tentative schedule of what that might look like?
We are moving forward. We are kind of internally submitting operating plans and looking to get approval for reopening some limited programming this fall. In the area of youth programs, we're hoping to offer some flag football, some youth volleyball, and then our My First Soccer, which is basically a preschool age program. We probably will not be offering fall soccer leagues. That's one of the areas that we duplicate both spring and fall. We probably won't do the fall soccer. Again, we'll have to make some choices about what levels of programs we can offer and also what level of staffing we have available to operate those programs. We don't have a lot. We don't have any of our seasonal staff back. We may be allowed to bring some limited staff back, but at this point, we're trying to operate and run some programming with, you know, a lot of our full-time staff that are plugged in on some of the areas where we normally use seasonal staff. So that's a factor in what we can offer. But those are kind of the three areas we're looking at in youth sports. In adult sports, in addition to the sand volleyball that's already underway, we're also hoping to offer our fall volleyball leagues for adults and then pickleball leagues. And again, three programs that we think we can manage, you know, with our existing staff, with, you know, very limited additional staff we might be able to bring in. And then we a couple of other potential events coming up. The Little Apple.
Randy, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you there. We're out of time. I apologize.
Okay, very good.
But we appreciate you joining us here this morning. Randy Clifford, Manhattan Parks and Rec.